Okay, I'm Forrest, your herbalist, your favorite herbalist. Okay, I'm your herbalist. So you need to act like I'm your herbalist because I'm your herbalist. Now, why am I your herbalist? Because if I don't tell you this, you're not going to find out. And you see, I got your best interest at heart. I have your best interest at heart. You don't have to buy anything from me for this knowledge because I'm saving you time because all you got to do is listen. Now, the good thing is you can check, and checking is a good thing. That's the problem. You ain't been checking. You've been listening to other people, but you're not checking. So I decided to help you understand why you're suffering from fibroid tumors and ovarian cysts. Now, yesterday's video was on, iodine, and the true importance of iodine against ovarian cysts and fibroid tumors. Today's video is on potassium, because those two are hand in hand. Okay, there are symptoms that you have when you're low in potassium. Potassium is what falls out and grows the trash bag called ovarian cysts and fibroid tumors. It is potassium that is growing those bags in your uterine, your uterus, in your ovaries. Knowing that, that's a cause. Now, when you address the cause, you fix the problem. When you address a symptom, you can't fix no problem. So if you're still looking to fix your symptoms, you're never going to get over ovarian cyst and fibroid tumors. I'm here to tell you the truth, okay? I don't care if you buy anything or not. I like delivering the information because I know it's going to help you, the individual. Now, I don't know too many doctors telling you this. And if they are, hoo-hoo, good, good, That's a good thing. That's what they're supposed to be doing in the first place because you're paying them. You ain't paying me shit. And I'm taking the time to share with you a solution to a problem that I know you have, but I'm not just sharing a solution because I'm talking about the cause. I'm talking about getting rid of something that's plaguing you. And there's only one way to do it. You must address the cause. Stop thinking that the symptoms is the cause because it's not. The symptom is just that, a warning sign that something is wrong, something that you're eating is wrong. The reason you're low in iodine and the potassium is falling out is because of your diet. I'm not going to sit here and tell you what to eat because you ain't going to listen anyway. That's why the doctor grabs a pen when you walk into their office and say, okay, let me give you a prescription because they know you're not going to change your diet. That is the number one problem of all diseases, diet. You don't want to hear that. Okay, cool. Let's talk about potassium then. Now, I'm going to pull out my book because y'all believe the doctor more than y'all believe me. And I'm going to put these little glasses thing on right here so I can read this little fine print because, I'm getting kind of old. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, don't matter. Check it out. Potassium. Here's how you know what a symptom is. Now, remember, we don't address symptoms. We address the cause. But let's see what it says about potassium in my medical book. Okay. It says potassium is known as the great alkalizer. Now that's some powerful words because you are alkaline. You need alkalinity in your body, period, hand down. And you can only get that from plants. So if you're eating food that's toxic or acidic, that's not alkaline. Potassium is known as the great alkalizer. He says, as it is a primary electrolyte important in pH balance and water balance. This is good. Check it out. This element plays a vital role in nerve function and cellular integrity by regulating the transfer of nutrients into the cells. So if your iodine is low and your potassium is falling out, it can't do what I just read. It can't regulate the transfer of nutrients into the cells because it's falling out in the trash bag called ovarian cyst and fibroid tumor. Do you understand me? I didn't say that. The doctor said that. He said, potassium attracts oxygen to tissues. Lack of it reduces tissue oxygenation. Lack of potassium reduces the tissue oxygenation. So now your tissues ain't got no oxygen because it's falling out in the trash bags because your iodine is low. Let me explain to you guys something I know y'all don't know. When you have a symptom, 9 out of 10 people think that's a problem. Remember, when something goes bad, other organs go bad, which amplifies the effect. So it's a doctor, it is not in his best interest to discover the true cause. So what he does is he gives you medication based off of a symptom, knowing full well that you have to come back because he never addressed the cause. He already knows. He's not there to address the cause. So if he never addresses the cause, guess what? He's going to give you something for a symptom, which you got to come back. Then he's going to give you something for that symptom, which you got to come back. It's repetitive. That's a system for your ass. Think about that for a second. You're constantly addressing the symptoms. That's why you can never heal. If a doctor ever tells you you're going to be on something forever, you need to look him in his eyes and say, "Mother, you got me up." Because he is telling you he is not addressing the cause. If you don't wake up and smell the roses, you're going to keep sniffing shit. Okay? look, I don't make this up. I'm here to explain it. And I hope that you care enough to spend the time to get it. Because if you do, you save your own life. If you do, you repair your own life. Your issues go out the window. You get to look around and you go, "That fool got fibroid tumor. That heifer got ovarian cysts and don't even know why." You get to say that because you paid attention, you took the time, you learned, and then you did something about it. You addressed the cause and not the symptom. Let's see what the doc say furthermore, okay? Check it out. He says, potassium functions in the body include that it supports the muscular system, increases tissue and blood alkalinity, acts as a nerve tonic, reduces acidity. It reduces acid in your system, promotes good health and vigor, and helps eliminate toxins and supplies healthy nerves. You see why you can't let it fall out? See, it's amazing that they don't tell and teach us, the doctors don't teach their patients this. It's amazing that they don't make you read this, or that they don't actually read it to you or explain it to you, instead of telling you to go home and wait for the tumor to grow. They don't set you down and say, "You know what? You're really important to me. Here, let's address your cause for a change. We're not going to address the symptoms." When the last time a doctor said that to you? Oh, yeah, I'm talking to you. No, you. Yeah, you. When the last time a doctor say, "Let's address the cause, not the symptoms." Listen to what this doctor say. The effects, the signs of deficiency of potassium are. Now, we call that a symptom, okay? A sign is nothing but a symptom. Did you get that? A sign is a symptom. A symptom is a warning that something is wrong. This is what he says. He says, signs of possible deficiency include over acidity, reduced oxygenation, aches and pains, mental illness, restlessness, low energy levels, skin disorder, elevated cholesterol and triglycerides, nervousness, anxiety, and hypertension. Which one of them you got? I know you got one, if not two, three, or four. I know that for a fact. Yes. Or you wouldn't be watching a stupid video. But it's okay because ain't nobody pointing no fingers here. I know what caused it. Your diet caused it. I know you're not going to change your diet. So guess what you got to do? You got to increase your iodine, which will in turn keep your potassium from falling out. You see, you get potassium from food. You're supposed to. You get it from plants, obviously. So if your potassium is falling out, growing your fibroid tumor and ovarian cyst, then when you put the iodine back, potassium comes to a halt. It stops falling out. So no matter how much you got in your system, it stops falling out. Now, if you put more potassium in when you stop it from falling out, you won't need to continue to do that. It'll go so minuscule, you'll do a capsule once a week or something like that, because it's not falling out. Same thing with the iodine. Once it stops falling out, you ain't got to, look at the other video, last video I did yesterday. And I read what the Canadian doctor said, how he tells people to get it in their system from start to finish. You don't have to pop all those pills all the time, especially if your body is working because your diet is better. If your diet is acidic, you're gonna have fibroid tumors. If you're eating a standard American diet, you're gonna have fibroid tumors. That potassium is gonna keep growing those trash bags in your ovaries. It's just going to happen until you decide you don't want it anymore. Now, getting a surgery does not fix the cause. You're still working on a symptom. Why would you cut out a fibroid tumor or ovarian cyst when you still don't know what caused it? That means it's just another one just gonna come back in its place. But you're getting hacked in the process. Oh yeah, come in and get this laparoscopic surgery here. You know, we got this, do that. Man, they're putting people in hot water to get rid of fibroid tumors. They got all kinds of shit that they're just doing to you guys, you ladies, because you're not learning the most important things, the cause. I'm your herbalist. I told you I was your herbalist. I'm here to help you. If you will let me, I will help you. 888-619-4372. Pick up the phone. Call me. Look, I'm not gonna beat you up. I understand your plight, I do. So I'm not gonna beat you up. I'll even lower my passion just to accommodate you because of your fear of whether talking to me about it or doing something about it, but you're suffering unnecessarily. You don't ever have to suffer from such an easy thing as ovarian cystic fibroid tumors. Hell, you ain't even gotta suffer from cancer. That's easier. That's just a cellular malfunction. Well, same thing now. You have a toxicity, you have a caffeine toxicity with a mineral deficiency. If you really want to fix it, www.herbsoftheforest.com or 888-619-4372. You know, you can go on the website, get you some. Here's what you get. You get some iodine. You know, you're going to need at least three bottles, at least, depending on the size of your fibroid tumor. If it's just starting, one bottle might even fix it. But if it's something been up in you for a few years and you've been growing this thing for a minute, you got to do at least three bottles. Minimum. I'm not making it up. I'm just telling you what the doctor said. Okay? I'm reading and transferring information. Look at my last video. Look at what the Canadian doctor said against the American doctor. You can't listen to the American doctor. I'm sorry. You cannot do that. As your herbalist, you don't get the right to do that. Now, you can ignore me or listen to me. But if you do, that means you're going to heal. If you don't, that means you ain't. That's on you. Your call. Do what you want to do. You grown. I ain't telling you what to do. But if you want to heal, you want to get fixed, you know, this is where you start outside of a cleanse. Now, everybody ain't ready to do a cleanse. So I work with people on specificity because I know everybody's not really ready to heal. Just doing healing that will be enough for most women to start. But at least you ain't walking around with no bulge in your belly, excessive bleeding, you know, more than a 3 day cycle because you have a too much acid in your system, your diet is horrible, and your body is growing something that it should not be growing. My name is Forrest. I'm at herbsoftheforest.com. 888-619-4372. Pick up the phone and give me a call, or just go to the website. Get some iodine, some potassium, get some activated charcoal, because we got to neutralize some of the poison in your system, and some of that toxicity, and let's start healing. Thanks for listening. Boom, boom, boom.